of your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe and Mbakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
Time to go to the movies with our resident film critic, Gail Edmonds, and a really, really, I guess, fun one for the kids is what she's bringing us this morning, A Boy Called Christmas. It's currently streaming on Netflix, and I've seen the movie. I've got my own thoughts on it, but of course, let's start with the woman whose job it is to do this. So you do this for a living, Gail. So first of all, good morning, and tell us what you made of this movie about an ordinary young boy called Nicholas who sets out on an adventure into the snowy north in the search of his father, who's on a quest to discover the fabled village of the elves called Alfhelm. And he takes with him a headstrong reindeer called Blitzen and a loyal pet mouse, and Nicholas soon meets his destiny. Good morning. What did you make of it?
Hi, how are you feeling?
Very well.
Yes, it's based on a Matt Haig book, and I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he's a fantastic author. His most recent book was The Midnight Library, which I see they're turning into a TV series.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan of his stuff, and I have read quite a lot about them making this film, and I did love it very much. We all watched it together. I even managed to get my teenager to watch it under duress, and she actually loved it.
Uh-huh.
It is always nice to have a Christmas movie. The only thing is, obviously, it's all snow and Lapland Christmas when we're actually sitting sweltering in the 30 degrees. But it does also...
Or being rained out. Sure.
Well, we're being rained out, but that's okay. We love the rain. But I did actually really love it, and it's got such a wonderful cast. I mean, Maggie Smith is the storyteller, a bit like Princess Bride, where she goes around to babysit and tells this fantastic tale of Nicholas, who lives in Finland in the sort of north with his dad in a very sort of isolated cottage. And the king says, go forth and bring back something hopeful. And so his father sets off and Nicholas follows. And it's so sweet. There's such sweet little touches in it. I think his little pet mouse, whom he teaches to talk, you know, he keeps trying to teach his mouse to talk. And it's all about, I think the idea is sort of very in Matt Haig's kind of genre, is very much about finding magic and hope and joy in every day and in sort of acts of kindness and empathy. And I did really love it. And I thought the cast were lovely. Jim Broadbent, Sally Hawkins, who I always love her. I always think of her first from Happy Go Lucky.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
was one of my favorite movies. And, of course, she was in Paddington with Jim Broadbent. So I think if you're looking for something just lovely, family-orientated to welcome the Christmas month, although we are obviously having a bit of a tough time, I think this is definitely a good choice. And it's beautifully made.
Yeah. And, of course, you've got, as you said, the wide-eyed Henry Lawful as Nicholas.
Yes.
He carries the movie quite well and is a sweet little character. Gosh, did I mention wide-eyed?
Yes, those
ginormous eyes take up about a third of the screen. So
absolutely.
It's perfect. It's perfect for, a sort of fairy tale adventure of this nature. A young boy is sort of discovering magic and discovering his heritage as well. I enjoyed Kristen Wiig as Aunt Carlotta. Definitely a flat character, one-dimensional, but she does, you know, awful and mean so incredibly well and in such an entertaining way.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, she was hilarious. And it's quite interesting because it's quite a small little role. You know, there were a few of those, of these just sort of where they popped in. Even Jim Broadbent as the king, he was also rather lovely. And I do think there's some lovely touches, like when he says, you know what we all need. And the sort of the court starts to say, well, good health care and, you know, basic minimum wage. And he's like, no, hope. And there's a certain sort of... echo of sort of current leadership all over the world, you know, and his sort of haplessness in the beginning of the story. So I think that all in all, I really did love it. I don't know. What did you enjoy it?
I didn't. So and it wasn't awful at all. So it wasn't awful at all. I guess it's a fun movie for kids, but I think we've really been spoiled by production houses such as Pixar and the way they write scripts for their movies, which we know this, right? So ostensibly we're watching a children's movie or a family movie, but the script and the dialogue is operating on so many levels. It's definitely aimed, the jokes, the humor, and the plot are definitely aimed at young children. But then there's something else that's going on for a more mature audience as well. And as you pointed out, that hapless king's being out of touch with what his citizens want is very much a sort of social commentary. But I feel as though there could have been so much more of that, and the script and the story could have operated at a more sort of nuanced and sophisticated level, as opposed to being played so straight and completely aimed at that young audience. Because, as you said, we are watching it with our kids. We also need to be entertained. So I wasn't gripped. anyone else on 077-021-702 who's watched A Boy Called Christmas, maybe you did get that feeling of being of fantasy and being transported. I never got that. I just needed more. Oh. And I wonder if we've been spoiled by the likes of Pixar and other, sort of Disney films and how they do their films. I don't know if you missed that, Gail, at all.
Yes, no, I see what you're saying. I actually did get quite a lot of detail from it, but I also think I also do suffer from, I am a huge Matt Haig fan, and I have read a lot of his stuff, like The Truth Pixie is on the shelf at home here, and obviously The Truth Pixie turns up in this,
yes,
in this film.
Yeah.
So I think maybe my connectives to his work are perhaps helped me a bit along the way. Because I know the way he writes and what his sort of social commentary usually is around, sort of kindness and showing each other some empathy. But I see what you're saying. You're right. I mean, we're used to a very high, when you think of something like Encanto, which is also out at the moment, with its wonderful, that Disney film as well. There's so much, as you say, we are spoilt for choice in the sort of genre of family films. Yeah. Where we get a little something for everybody. So I do think, though, that if you are keen on something very sort of in the spirit of the season and it's something that gives you a bit of a break from the sort of bad news round, then if you can suspend your disbelief and off to Lapland, then I do think this one is worth a try. And you don't have to leave the couch to do it, which is always a benefit.
No, yeah. So, of course, my criticism is I'm asking a hang of a lot from this movie. But as you say, I'm probably just missing, as you say, what you call the connectors to Matt's movie, which is exactly that. I haven't read any of the books that you referred to. So I watched, I also saw the Truth Fairy, and I thought, well, what's her story? And why is she so naughty and annoying, but also what draws her to Nicholas to begin with? Why does she like him? Why does she, let me not give any spoilers.
Yes.
But of course the visuals are fantastic. The costume is great. It was nice to see Sally Hawkins on screen as as the elf who leads the village, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
from,
that's right.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah,
She of course we know her, or I specifically remember her from, amongst others, the Guillermo del Toro's The Shape of Water, and she shows up as an elf leader there in A Boy Called Christmas. And a star like her could have brought more, just fleshed out the character a little bit more. But hey, I'm just griping for the sake of griping. It's not an awful movie,
right,
by any means.
Yes, more detail on some of the characters I would agree with. Sally Hawkins' character, it would have been nice to get a little more detail on why she suddenly become the way she was.
Mm, exactly. But having said all of that, the 9-year-old enjoyed the movie immensely, so who am I to quibble? All right, so ultimately, a thumbs up, Gail? We like this?
I think a thumbs up, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Fantastic stuff. Gail, thanks so much for, of course, bringing us some streaming options, some movie options to take our mind off things. Goodness knows we need some kind of reprieve. So that's a thumbs up from our film critic, Gail Edmonds. Today's movie on Netflix, currently streaming on Netflix, is A Boy Called Christmas 2021.